Why pay more?
You've tried the rest. Now try the best.
Limited time only.
We care.
Over 30 years experience.
No job too big or too small.
Answering all your needs.
Is your business getting lost in a sea of faceless competitors? Learn how to market your business effectively and stand out from that crowd.
Hiya, folks. I'm Steve Powell, and welcome to yet another edition of Marketing by Design. As the intro says, our job is to figure out how to stand out from the crowd, how to generate an image and a consumer message, and then deliver that message to the public in the most efficient and cost-practical manner. Today, what we're going to be talking about is your advertising, and we're going to be talking about what are reasonable expectations from your advertising and what are unreasonable expectations. As most regular listeners know, my business is Cooperate Graphics Group, and we are a graphics and marketing firm, and I'm constantly being asked by clients, well, how do I know if I've paid what it's worth? How do I know how much I should be spending on my advertising? How do I know when I've paid too much? And the answers really are much simpler than you might think. And that's the problem. Everybody is so sure this is some kind of a mystical art form, and everybody has heard over and over and over again, well, gee, you can't really quantify your advertising. My answer to that is yes, you can. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. What is a reasonable expectation? Well, first, let's talk about what advertising is. Now, according to Webster, advertising is to call public attention to by emphasizing qualities so as to arouse a desire to buy or patronize. Another definition is to promote. My definition is actually a lot simpler. Advertising is what you do when you can't go see every sales prospect yourself. Advertising is not a mystical art form. Advertising is selling. And selling is what this is all about. If you're not selling your product, if you're not generating the leads to sell your product, then why bother advertising? So let's talk a little bit about advertising in general. You know, some of these figures are just mind-boggling. For example, in 2001, which is the last really quantified public figures out there, print advertising took up $21.4 billion from American advertisers in the year. Can you imagine that? $21.4 billion spent on print advertising alone. Outdoor and radio, $3.6 billion. Television, almost $40 billion. And the web, of course, which is become the latest greatest, even there in 2001, over $7 billion were spent advertising and promoting products and services during the year. Holy cow! That means that all in all, over $72 billion have been spent annually in this country alone trying to get people to buy stuff. Wow! Well, who's doing all this advertising? Yes, you've got Nike, Just Do It, and you've got AT&T, and you've got all the big guys. But let's not forget the rest of us. Let's not forget the smaller businesses that are pouring their hard-earned money into local magazines, local newspapers, this radio station and others, Cablevision, all the local advertising that makes up such a huge percentage of this mass amount of money. So we're spending all this money, but many of us don't know what to expect. Now, if this was any other product, you'd laugh. Somebody says to you, sure, spend $20,000. Well, we can't really tell you you're going to get a car. But go ahead, spend the $20,000 and we'll work it out. This is not smart business. Big business, big advertising. This is a given. They must spend huge amounts of money. They must saturate a market in order to get their point across. Why? Well, for one thing, we are inundated with messages. As you all know, you've heard me say this in the past, you get up in the morning, what do? You turn off your alarm clock with a logo on it. You walk into the bathroom, you pick up the toothpaste that advertising talked you into buying, logo on the side. You brush your teeth, you pick up your razor that advertising talked you into buying, etc., etc., etc. With these large consumer products, it is necessary to inundate a market. Today's consumers are too wise and, frankly, too cynical to take a simple message and run with it. So big advertising's philosophy is you hit them over the head again and again and again and again, and sooner or later they'll get the message your product is best. Well, the reality for small businesses is we don't have the money to be throwing at this. We don't have the money to hit the consumer 7, 8, 9, 10 times a day. So let's look at some of the practical benefits of advertising. To begin with, yes, we all want to sell our product. Now, again, if you're a regular listener, you know I define products as anything that you're selling. So if you're selling a professional service, that is your product. Keep in mind as we go through today that as I talk about products, I'm really talking about anything that you are in business to sell. So, your practical benefits: sell your product, generate sales leads, or generate attention. Now, these are pretty straightforward. There's nothing very mystical about this. There are some abstract benefits, things like establishing a certain credibility in the consumer's minds just by having seen you or listened to you time and time again. And you need to remind your existing customers that you're still around. I don't care if you're a store or if you're an attorney selling your services. If you haven't heard from a customer in a while, you want to remind them, hey, remember me? Come on back. We can do other things for you that you may not have even thought about. That's another good benefit of advertising. The bottom line for advertising is pretty simple. You need to garnish more value than you paid. Gee, what a novel concept here. So what are some reasonable expectations of your advertising? Well, again, you want to sell more products or services than you sell without advertising. You want to establish a certain credibility. You want to gain market recognition. And you want to maintain the market recognition that you already have. These are pretty reasonable. Unreasonable expectations, and these I hear every day from clients. You want to sell tons of products or services. Excuse me just a second. If those of you who have listened regularly know that I wasn't here last week, I've been a little sick, and I just need to excuse myself for just a minute. Sorry about that. This is one of those seasonal cold flu things that has just got me by the grips. Okay, so unreasonable expectations. We all want to sell tons of products or services. Maybe we all want to sell these tons of products and services with one ad. Wow, there's an unreasonable expectation. Did you know that the average person needs to hear the same message 7 times before they'll act on it? How's that? Now that's where advertising really sticks it in the side. I've got to say to you the same thing 7 times before you'll even think about reacting to it and buying my product. So, unreasonable expectations. Sell lots of stuff with 1 or 2 ads. Unreasonable expectations. Limited exposure is not going to do it, more often than not. You put 1 ad in the paper or you take 1 commercial on this station and you play it once and you sit back and you say, okay, where's all my customers? Unless they already know you, unless it's such a special event that nobody knew about, that, oh my gosh, look at this. Chances are 1 ad is going to do you very, very little good. Another unreasonable expectation. And I had a client come into, or I should say a potential client, come into our studio just a couple of weeks ago and explain to me that his business was failing and that he just wasn't selling enough product and that he just didn't have the market recognition he needed, and he had a couple of $100, and what did I recommend? My recommendation: take that couple of $100 and invest in a good resume writing company, because you need a job. That's the bottom line. Advertising will not sell an inferior product, or it will not sell it more than once. And that's something else to keep in mind. One of the mystical expectations of advertising is advertising manipulates the consumer. Advertising can sell anything. Well, first of all, let's be real. We're all inundated with these commercials. We all see advertising every day. We are not the same consumers we were 40, 50 years ago. 50 years ago, when somebody got on, let's say, Kraft Food and the Kraft Hour, when they got on the air and they said to you, our food is best, you should buy it. Well, there was a credibility just from having heard a commercial once. Oh my gosh, they're on the air. They're telling me their product is best. It must be. I'd better run out and buy that. Today, we hear that and we snicker and we say, yeah, right. So we're not going to be able to sell an inferior product more than once. We're certainly not going to be able to manipulate the public. We're not going to be able to sell a lot of product with limited advertising. And we're not going to be able to sell tons of products and services and empty our entire storehouse of product without doing an awful lot more than just advertising once or twice. So you're thinking about advertising. You're in a small business. What is your ad worth to you? That's a real good question that can define how much you spend, how much you're willing to spend, and again, what your expectations are. Here's some questions to ask yourself about advertising. To begin with, before anything happens, you should be asking yourself these questions. Who are you trying to reach? What are you trying to accomplish? What kind of budget do you have? Can you sustain a long drawn out advertising campaign, or are you looking for as much bang from a short buck as you can get? And what is your acceptable ROI? ROI? What is that? We're talking business terms now. I'm not a business person. Well, I may be a business person, but I don't have an MBA. I don't know all these fancy terms. ROI is real simple. Return on investment. The big guys use this. Small guys should use this. Everybody should be thinking of this. Return on investment. What are you trying to accomplish? How much is that worth to you? And how do you get that message across? And that's the basis for deciding what to do with your advertising. We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we're going to follow up on this, and we're going to talk about some of the realities of ROI, what makes sense and what doesn't for different people. Stay tuned. This is AM 1110 WTBQ.
Build a better mousetrap and the world will be the path to your door. Believe in this wisdom? We don't. Not without the right marketing to get the word out. Hi, I'm Steve Powell of Cooperate Marketing Group. Our creative graphics and campaigns have won several awards, but more importantly, they've helped scores of businesses just like yours achieve their goals. We find that special ingredient that makes your enterprise so unique, and then leverage it into sizzling messages that will be noticed and remembered.
Cooperate Marketing, how can we help you?
Cooperate Marketing Group. You bring the steak, we'll create the sizzle.
And hello, folks. We are back. This is Marketing by Design. I'm Steve Powell, and we're talking about advertising and return on investment. How do we know how much to spend on our advertising? How should we figure this out? So we're going to go through a simple formula here, and we're going to take a couple of different so-called business people I've made up, and we're going to talk about their businesses and what makes sense and what doesn't. To begin with, when we're calculating ROI and we're calculating how much we should spend, there's a few things we need to know. Most of us know this. Even if we don't have a concrete figure, we know this, but it'll really help you if you figure this out. How many leads customers does it take to generate a sale? Okay, now, what's your average direct profit per sale? Sales to net profit? If you need $100 for the sake of our formula, how many sales do you have to generate to make $100? Not to sell $100 worth, but to make $100. Now, you look at your total advertising costs. You look at how many sales that ad has to generate to pay for itself. And then your key question is, how many sales per week do I need for this to make sense? So we've got two potential business owners here. We have a store owner and we have a landscaper. And let's look at the store owner. The store owner, and we're going to say this is not your average drugstore, but this is, say, a gift shop. So we're going to say this store owner has looked at everything, and this store owner has figured out that they need to see 10 customers in their store in order to sell four products. They've looked at their average sales, and they say their average net profit on a sale is $25. So therefore, they need four sales to net profit $100. Now, $100 times what is what we need to figure out. Let's say we're looking at radio. What a novel idea. We're listening to radio here, so we can talk about radio, but this applies to everything. Print media, billboards, I don't care what it is. If it's advertising, this works. Let's say that we've decided our cost for a 13-week program, a three-month program, is $1,500. We've also figured out that our net profit is $25. We need four sales to average $100 in profit. So we need 150 new customers, and we need 60 converted sales over this period to pay for that. What does that mean? That means we need four sales per week. Okay, it's still not cast in stone, but now we're looking at some real hard numbers, and we're saying if this ad is going to pay for itself with my business, I need it to generate four sales per week, every week, week in, week out. We can at least now look at our advertising and say, okay, do we think this is going to pull four sales a week? We can also try it out, and we can look at it 6 weeks down the road, and we can say, ah, have I made 24 sales because of this ad? If the answer is yes, everything's groovy. If the answer is no, well, maybe we need to look at another form of advertising. Let's move on to our other business owner. This is a landscaper. Now, the landscaper has decided that he needs to talk to 10 customers to generate two sales. It's just a different ratio. The store owner has people coming into his or her store. The landscaper doesn't. Chances are he's been called. He has to go and talk to the husband or wife and decide what makes sense. However, the landscaper, when he or she sells a product, they sell it for $3,000 for the year because they're selling a long-term service. So they come and they take care of your lawn every month or every week or however often the deal is. So over the course of a year, they may make $3,000. Now, how many sales do they need to net profit $100? Well, the numbers are bigger, so let's round that off to $1,000. We know that they need one-third of a sale to net $1,000. So now they take a look at this very same ad, and again, radio, print, doesn't matter. And they look at it and they say, well, this is going to cost me $1,500. That means I need to generate two new customers. I need to convert half of one sale. So bottom line for the landscaper, the same ad, the same commercial that our store owner needed four sales per week to pay for, our landscaper only needs two sales per year to pay for. That's the basics of return on investment, and that's the basics of how you need to calculate what you're willing to spend on your advertising. Now, what is the best medium? Newspaper, magazine, directories, billboards, radio. All of these mediums are out there. They're all telling you, if you listen to the salespeople, they're all telling you that they reach everybody in the world, and they're going to sell your product. There are some questions you should be asking them that'll help you make up your mind. Question number one, who do they reach? Oh, what a novel idea. Who do they actually reach? How many of them, and them is quote, how many of them do they reach? How often do they reach them? what's their estimated cost per consumer reached. Now, take a look at that and compare it to your expected ROI. Real simple. Does it make sense now for you to advertise with them? I'll say again, familiarity in advertising does not breed contempt. In advertising, repetition is the key. The average consumer needs to see his or her message 4 to 6 times minimum, and the industry formula says 7 times before they'll actually act on this commercial. So if you come in and you say, I'm going to put a small ad in the newspaper and I'm going to run it once a week, that's fine. If that's all your budget can handle, so be it. Just keep in mind, they may have to see this thing, and that's assuming your ad is designed well enough so that they see it. They may have to see this thing 7 times before you get a sale out of them. Something to keep in mind. Now, with radio, and of course, this is a self-serving statement because I'm talking to you on radio here, but with radio, you have a much better shot of repeating that message. And when people are listening to radio, they're still kind of skimming what they listen to, but not the way they are in print. So things like radio or even television are actually a much easier medium to reach people several times in a row and have them act. Now, one of the last questions that people always ask me is, okay, I've just spent money to develop this ad or this campaign. Okay, I've paid the medium to run it. How do I know if it actually did any good? How do I know that I got any business from the advertising? And again, the traditional big business advertising answer is, well, you don't really. We're just telling you it's important. That's not really the only choice you have. Do a commercial on this radio station. At the end of the commercial, say, oh, by the way, come on into our store and mention this commercial and receive 5% off. Oh, by the way, clip out this ad from the newspaper and bring it in with you, and we'll give you buy one, get one free. There are ways to quantify your advertising results. A smart advertiser takes advantage of this. A smart advertiser says, look, this seems like a real good bet to me, but let's find out for a fact if it really is, and finds a way to get the consumer to mention where they got the message. Maybe that message came from radio or advertising, or maybe it came from a neighbor who happened to be in your store. And again, we're talking about professional services as well. Guess what you need to do? You need to talk to your customers. How's that for a novel approach? Actually, talk to your customers. Ask them how they heard about you. Ask them why you came in or they came in. Ask them what motivated them to spend money with you. They'll tell you. They're happy to tell you. You need to ask this question. If you do, you'll find out where your advertising dollar is working and where your advertising dollar isn't working. Now, this is a very short show, and a half an hour goes so fast sometimes I'm not even aware of it. We're going to take one fast break here, and when we come back, we're going to wrap everything up.
You need your entire marketing program to integrate seamlessly. You need proven professionals. You need real value from your marketing dollars. You need results. We're Cooperate Marketing Group, and we help businesses just like yours achieve their goals. Call us now for a free consultation, and let's see what we can cook up for your brand.
Cooperate Marketing, how can we help you?
Cooperate Marketing Group. You bring the steak, we'll create the sizzle.
And once again, we're back. Now, this half hour just went so fast. I actually didn't time things very well, and so we have time to wrap things up and then say goodbye. I want to talk about a couple of last things very, very quickly. Do your homework. I can't stress this enough. Most people, if you're going out to buy a car, you check out the car. You check out how it's rated. You check out its customer service. You check out the dealership you're going to buy from. The same is true for advertising. Do your homework. talk to the mediums. Talk to people that are selling you the product. They have the answers. You just have to ask them the questions. Do your homework. Figure out what it's going to cost you. Figure out what your return on investment is going to be. And then take your action and make it work for you. Now, next week we're going to be talking a lot about the details of advertising. What are some of the things that work? What are some of the things that just drive consumers away from you? What are some of the things that will grab their attention and get them to do what you want to do? Remember, you're not manipulating them. But having said that, it's just like a conversation. And what did I say at the very beginning of this show? I said advertising is selling. When you sell something to somebody, oh, I love those S's. When you sell something to somebody, you start your conversation, you have a middle ground where you're defining everything, and then you have the end of the conversation where you're trying to close the sale. The same is true with your advertising. Know your customers, know what it is you want to say, and call them to action. And that's the last thing I'm going to leave you with here, is call them to action. Tell them what you want them to do. Don't just put an ad out there that says, "Hi, I'm Joe and I have this product." Say, "Hi, I'm Joe, I have this product and I want you to come and try it out." That's so important. I can't stress it enough. So, your advertising dollar, you can burn it, you can make paper airplanes out of it, you can give it to the homeless. But if you want it to be effective and you want it to work, what you need to do is do your homework, understand the realities of advertising, and then make it happen. Now, we are out of time. I just want to thank Rich Ball, who's helping me out with the technical end. And I want to tell you, Jerry Boss is coming up. I know he's a genius because he keeps telling me so. So keep everything I've said in mind. Think about it when you're doing your next advertising. And as always, thank you again for tuning in. This is Steve Powell, Marketing by Design. Take care.
We're holding our own, but just don't seem to be reaching our potential. It's time to get serious about our marketing. The people next door called in some real pros who helped turn them around. What was that URL? Wow. Nice.
Cooperate Marketing, how can we help you?
Yes, I'd like to set up an appointment to talk about our marketing.
Cooperate Marketing Group. You bring the steak, we'll create the sizzle.